now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
And you got so much to say, you're going to be on with Harrison Smith at 3:30 today in the War Room. But I know everything you're saying is true because I've seen it, you know, even more than I only knew a few states were doing it. You were telling me that the other day we were working out with Sean Johnson and his fiance, you're friends with, that if you're on his show, that it was 10 states. Now it's 12. So this is moving so quick. This is a short segment. Some states don't carry it, but I want to get later into the whole COVID thing. They ordered something like 20 times the amount the National Health Service in England, the UK, before 6 months before COVID, that makes you not be able to breathe. So they just grab people, give them this, and kill them with that, with this other drug, and then say it was COVID. So it's all about the power to kill who they want through the medical system. Yeah. And if you study the Soviets or the Nazis or the communist Chinese or others, the first tyranny comes from the medical system.
Well, it's not a surprise, right? Because we have the Chinese Communist Party well within Canada. We had police stations all stationed without Canada and taking Chinese dissidents out. And so part of the problem we're now seeing is that this is no longer just your doctor. These are being advised and they're being paid to do it between $300 and $500 per patient. So can you imagine all you got to do is kill about five or six people a day and you don't have to do any other medical research or any other support. We'll just kill you. You'll make money and nobody will say anything because it's compassionate and empathetic to kill grandma. So it's a nightmare. So what we're seeing now in Canada is a massive expansion.
I'm surprised you're going to tell them only pay them $300.
Well, $300 to $500, depending on if a specialist does.
$500. I mean, yeah. You know, they pay people $53,000 globally, the average, to kill somebody with COVID.
Right. So why?
That was a higher bounty.
Yeah, of course. It's crazy. It's crazy to talk about it, but here's something.
But I guess with the people in the euthanasia death cult, they don't need to pay them. They pay to do it.
Well, and they love doing it. And so Ellen Weeb actually came out of retirement. She does abortion by days and maids by night. She came out of retirement.
Wow, what a nice lady.
Oh, she's a gem. And her eyes are crazy. You know when you look at people's eyes and you actually see the devil? Welcome to Ellen Weeb.
Say her name.
Oh, Ellen Weeb knows who I am.
Ellen who?
Ellen Weeb, sweetie.
Weebs. How do you spell her name?
W-I-E-B-E. I don't know. I try not to think about her because she's such a...
Dr. Ellen Weeb.
Dr. Ellen Weeb. She's out of Vancouver, and so is Dr. Stephanie Green. Let's talk about Maid House. Have you heard about these killing facilities?
Yeah. Aren't they building them now in the cancer wards?
Oh, no. We have those, too. So we have those, too, in a Vancouver hospital. You have a location where you can go and get dialysis, and the door is right here, and then right beside the door is the Maid Clinic. Here's what's even worse, though. We have separate buildings, one on Vancouver Island and one in Toronto, and they are only killing facilities. All they do, you walk in, and on their website, they brag about their art. They brag about their art and how beautiful it is to kill people. You walk in, you never walk out. They are only designed to kill. That is their whole facilities. They're nonprofits as well. Don't know how they got nonprofit status.
So big picture, we're going to break here in 20 bunch of stations, but how do we stop this?
So the way that you stop this in Canada is you have to go to your MPs. Right now, we have a bill on the floor, did the first reading on Friday, called Bill C-218. If you go, we have to flip 20 Liberals, and that will stop the expansion to mental illness. The United Nations has come out and stated that Track 2 needs to be repealed immediately because it's targeting the vulnerable, the disabled, the homeless, and the addicts.
I forgot that. Even in the UK and even the UN, AIDS is wrong. What are they doing? Hedging their bets because they're part of the same system? Do they think Canada's moving too quick?
Well, we're definitely moving too quick. But the UK actually has the bill that Kim Leadbeater has put forward, and they're really looking to push past. And it looks like the UK is on its way to getting this as well. The UK is on its way.
So even the UN says don't do it.
And that's, and you know, I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. But
that's my question. Why are they doing that?
Well, they're saying it's too far because we are now showing its face. Here's what happened.
They're like, hey, don't do it too quick. You're going to wake them up.
Well, here's what's crazy. Nobody was really talking about it until I started talking about it on my
podcast. Yeah, by the way, you're not just puffing yourself up. There's been doctors and scientists against this for a long time, but you've been very energetic exposing it.
I can't stop talking about it. I try to stop and I can't. I just lose sleep. And now we're at the point where we're requiring to have other people around to keep me safe because so many people want to see me dead.
Do you want to apologize for trying to have the state not kill five-year-olds?
No, never. I will never, ever.
That is kind of weird you get upset about that.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. But here's where we are at in this point. If you want the Americas in general to stop doing this, you have to go to your senators. You have to start.
Well, the bottom line is, recap, we come back about the U.S.
Yes.
Because everybody knows about Canada. I think that I didn't realize how bad it was here. I apologize, folks. I don't know everything.
That's right.
You were showing me. It is bad. I mean, it's here, folks.
It's here to stay.
We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Well, barring a miracle,
InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look, control freaks gravitate, mad scientists, towards medicine. A lot of good people do as well, but they want to be worshipped as gods. They can get away with anything. And that's why you see the clearest strains of tyranny in that. And so we've seen with COVID, whether it was Australia, Europe, the U.S., it was equivalent of $53,000 for every person they intubated and basically killed. And then the U.K. bought all this particular drug that makes your lungs stop working, that you don't even give somebody with COVID, to give it to them, to kill them. This is all a test to corrupt the medical system even more, gearing it up to be the euthanasia system. But it's one thing to say, I'm going to help somebody commit suicide because they're 85 and have cancer. You want to go back on your back porch and blow your head off, that's your issue. Okay. Between you and God. I don't judge you for that. But this is the state muscling you, making you do it. Canada and the Netherlands are the kingpins, saying if you are in a government ward, if the state is your guardian, we're going to make the decision to kill you, including small children who don't have medical problems. But I didn't realize, I knew they were pushing it here, I didn't realize until our guest started breaking it down that, Kelsey, that it's here in the U.S., 12 states. That's the big alarm. That's the big news. Obviously, the program is centered in Canada as the beta test, but we'll get back into Canada. But break down again what's happening in the U.S. People want to know this.
Yeah, so the United States has adopted this killing ideology, and they call it physician-assisted suicide. So it's very clear to say it's not made in America. That is a term that they use in lockstep to just desensitize you to the idea of what it is. It's your doctors choosing to kill you. Now, physician-assisted suicide is really interesting in America, slightly different than Canada. So let's break it down. In America, we give you a cup with a bunch of poison in it, and we tell you here, you have to drink said poison. That poison itself does not happen in Canada. We actually
just like they did Socrates, they didn't kill him, they gave him the hemlock and said, you do it.
That's right. You have to devoid yourself of the responsibility. So I want to break down the states that are doing this, because originally it was 10 states and one jurisdiction. Now we are up to 12, and we have two new states on the board. So the first ones we are looking at are Hawaii, California, Colorado, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, D.C., Washington State, and the new two ones we've got on the board that just passed are Delaware and Illinois. Now, this is important to point out another fact I didn't state before. In a lot of these states, there is not a residency requirement. So technically, somebody could come from Texas, somebody could come from a red state and go to, say, Oregon or Vermont, and they could be killed there. And that will count towards their death count in those places. This is important because in America, your third leading cause of death is medical error. So how do you cover those up? Well, you euthanize them. And by euthanize, I mean it's physician-assisted suicide. They give you the drugs. Here is something terrifying for Americans to please pay attention to. Everyone says this is a quick, compassionate thing. It is not. We have deaths on record of 137 hours taking for you to die. Now, this is not a peaceful death. This is where the poison is swallowed. It corrodes your lungs, corrodes your throat and your esophagus, and often you start throwing up and convulsing.
And it's part of a larger dehumanized death cult. We need Trump to get educated on this and take this on head on, because if we'd have got ahead of the transgender cult, we would have saved all these people. So we need to get ahead of this.
I have reached out and I've spoken with the United States State Department. They said they're unaware that this is happening. I've reached out to RFK. I've reached out to Tulsi. I've reached out to Joe Kent.
I'm ultra informed and I didn't know it was this bad.
Yeah, I get it. Canada blocks my show. Canada has put two strikes on my YouTube. I'm very banned in the country. So this is why I come to America, to spread the message to Americans that this is not a Canadian issue. We've been slow dripping into your country for about 18 months now. And I've reached out and said, I will fly down. I will have conversations. I will educate you on this. I am not the only one doing this. I have individuals who are backing me up, who give me my data, give me my research. I'm not a single person that is doing this, but I am the voice of it because I have the loudest and most aggressive.
Well, that's right. I just want to say, I personally, not even looking for it, have seen hundreds of videos, people recording the hospital saying, we're not going to give you your pain medication. Just sign the form, kill yourself.
That's right.
And then they have TV ads, how beautiful it is. I mean, this is a huge press going on.
The TV ad you're speaking about that we made very famous is from Simon's department store out of Quebec. Now, I just want to bring up Quebec for a second. Quebec is breaking federal law currently by allowing what's called advanced request, meaning, Alex, if you know you're going to have dementia, you can apply for euthanasia right today. And then in, say, 30, 40 years, if you want to change your mind, too bad, you've already qualified. And you'll be euthanized. So what is?
Because you'll say you don't have competency.
That's right. And in Quebec, this is insane stat.
So you sign your rights over.
Yes, there's the ad right there. So this is Simon's department store. They're not a medical professional. These are an actual department store. So this lady in the commercial was actually not dying. She could not get surgery. Similar to Jolene in Saskatchewan that Glenn Beck is getting to America right now. She didn't actually want to die. She could not get medical care in the country. And so she chose to partner with Simon's department store and talk about how to sell their home goods and how she was going to be crossing the Rainbow Bridge. Fun fact, when they give you the drugs, they paralyze you and then your lungs go into a pulmonary.
So what happened to this lady?
She got killed with it. She died. They talk about it at the very end. So she doesn't want to die, but they brought her to a beautiful beach.
They're like, sorry, the whole government, we can't even get a charity. You can't have a surgery.
That's right.
$20,000.
Right.
But you're in an ab with a blue whale, so we're gonna kill you.
That's right. And if you have
sick.
And if you have an ailment that you can show to two doctors or two nurses that is irremediable and grievous, they will then kill you. And so
they're finding mentally ill people to kill.
Yes, and that starts in 2027 of March. So it's crazy because we have a chance to stop it. It's called Build C-218.
2027.
Yep, in 2027. But you have to start speaking to your MPs. And in the United States, your senators, and I hate to say this, your Republicans are voting for this because it is saving you an ungodly amount of money. How disgusting that this woman is going to be remembered for going on a beach with a home goods store instead of Canada providing health care. So everybody says to me, Canada.
I guarantee you this ad cost millions to make.
Oh, of course it did.
Look, so we can't give you your $20,000 surgery. Surgery, no. But we'll have all these old fat lesbians out here celebrating murdering you.
Right. But
this is human sacrifice.
Of course it is. And now we take your organs, right? So did you hear about the gentleman whose heart came from Canada and went down to America recently?
I did. But also get into what Glenn Beck's doing with you. This is great.
Yeah. So Jolene.
We need to start doing the opposite of tell people to come to Canada and get killed. Now we can sponsor folks not to get killed.
That's exactly what we're looking for here. And it's pretty pathetic. This is where we're at. So Jolene out of Saskatchewan is an individual who had a parathyroid disease. And she was in the hospitals on and off for the past few years, could not see an endocrinologist in Saskatchewan. All she needed was a referral to get a surgeon outside of Saskatchewan. They refused to provide such. So what happened is somebody, the Right to Life UK, wrote a story. I picked it up the second it came out, did a Substack on it, dropped it onto X and dropped it onto Instagram and said, I need your guys' help. Next thing you know, Glenn Beck picked it up and Glenn Beck is now on the phone with Miles, her husband, and is looking at paying for getting a surgeon and getting her to America. Apparently, they've been speaking with Donald Trump's team because she doesn't have a passport. So they're trying to get her down to the States to have surgery. But here's the problem. I was speaking with Jolene last night. She has such bad pneumonia that when she called for a nurse in the local hospital she's currently in Saskatchewan, they came to her and said, sorry, we don't have anyone to help you.
Yeah, that's the socialism. So back to the woman. Back to the woman they killed. She didn't click that you can't have a $20,000 surgery, we're like $1 million ads and kill you and you're a, I mean, what the hell?
And nobody's saying anything about it. This ad came out, it got pulled. We spoke about it on Jordan Peterson and they freaked out. I'm shocked I haven't been slapped with lawsuits yet. But here's the thing, everything we're saying is public knowledge, public information, and you guys can find it yourselves. But nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, I can tell you, this ad with all the props and stuff, I would guess 2 million, 3 million to make?
More than that, because look how many individuals are there. Look at where the location is.
And look how cultic it is.
Right. Because here's the thing. So I talked to Michael Malice about this. I'm currently writing a new book on the subject, and we talked about it.
Oh, and she gets a tattoo.
That's right. Exactly. But here's what's really sick and insane. This woman could have lived. This woman, instead of Simons using her, could have paid for this and could have got her the help she needed. But instead, they exploited her and used her for an ad to make this look beautiful. Now, this is one of the most disgusting displays of eugenics we have that people are not acknowledging is a eugenics.
She was obviously completely mentally ill.
Oh, of course. Well, most people who go through this.
All she wanted was attention.
And well, here's the thing, Alex.
We'll give you attention. We'll kill you.
How many people do you know that struggle with a mental illness and don't say it out loud and just say, I want to live. But when you have grocery bills going up to $17,000 and a 72% increase in inflation in Canada over the next year, how many people do you think can afford to live?
Yeah, guys, get the, now like 9 years old, McBreen made it, get the Soylent Green video ready, because I knew Charlton Heston. He was a great guy, a big listener, and he didn't understand in the movie, but I talked to him about it. He understood it later. Made it in like the year I was born, 74. It wasn't even a dystopic thing. It's what the elite wanted to do. But because of the cost and collapse, people go because they can't pay their bills and they kill themselves.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. Now they're
And that's exactly what it is.
We had a Toronto man. They said this never happened, but we have it on record. It was the first time the liberal media did something good with their life and covered this man's story. He was homeless, could not get help, and they started a fundraiser after it came out because he was accepting MAID because he could not afford to live in Toronto. Because we've imported so many immigrants and taken up so much housing that we no longer have the funds to actually support Canadians. And that shows they don't actually care, because 96% of the people in Canada being killed with the eugenics program are white. It's insanity.
And that's all part of the larger picture of the pre-planning, the guilt, yes, in white people. And it's not just that they go kill themselves or give up. They then support all the other evil.
Right.
And become servants of the system that wants to destroy everybody.
Well, take the perfect example of, you know, I don't know if you guys ever heard about this, how they said they found a bunch of dead kids at the residential schools across the country. The indigenous were killed, you know, being killed illegally.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't actually happen. And there's still no evidence of those children's bodies or mass graves. But now, because of that, we have what's called compelled speech, where every time you do a press conference, every time you do an event, you have to say, I'm standing on the unceded territory of, no, you're not. We didn't steal it. You were.
And they don't even get you to do that to help the natives. They do it right, so the globalists can take over.
Well, and here's,
they're getting you to say you don't have sovereignty because they're taking your rights.
And here's what's crazy. The Supreme Court just ruled for this, and now Richmond, British Columbia has been brought forward, and now the indigenous are taking over that land. Port Coquitlam.
And it really means the manager's over them. But
right,
what I wanted to ask you is, they're passing stuff just as bad as the UK and Germany, where, yes, they preemptively put you in jail for what you might say.
Bill C-9.
You read Bible verses?
Bill C-9.
Bans the Bible. I have it right here.
Yeah, so this is what they're doing. So Bill C-9, 2 nights ago, the Bloc just partnered with the liberals. And they have said, you know what? We're going to start banning portions of the Quran, the Torah. This is Sean Fraser. This guy is a danger to Canadian society and to society in general.
Look at the headline. Liberals back banning Bible.
Yeah. This isn't just the Bible. If you preach, if you speak about it. Now, this guy's the devil. I don't know if anybody knows who Mark Carney is.
Yeah, they actually sent a coach in.
Yeah.
Trudeau was just a puppet. They sent in his boss.
This is
Bank of England head. Yeah. He says he's not even a Canadian.
No, he's not. He is legitimately has so much interest outside of Canada, barely pays Canadian taxes. And he is driving Canada into the largest socialist communist movement we have ever seen in the world. And I even said this to Malice. I said this yesterday. I said, have I lost my mind? And he goes, no, you guys are already gone. It's already too late. These new bills in the past.
And the problem is, just like the U.S., they got some of the right wing backing banning speech in Europe and saying stop anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Folks, this is all crap.
Yeah.
Let people say whatever they want. If your idea is better, then deal with it.
Well,
like, I don't like the KKK or the N-word, but you've got to allow it or they ban you exposing euthanasia.
Exactly.
It's why everybody gets to speak, folks.
Well, and this is the problem we're now seeing. With this new hate speech law goes in, I'm looking at prison time. My entire Substack.
That was my next question. They're gunning for you.
Oh, they're coming for me. They really don't like me.
They put peaceful truckers in jail for years.
I and my parents are truck drivers that supported that. So when I actually, you know what? You love this. In 2021, when that came out, my business, Brass Immunity, I did a sign. I said, hold the line. I got a personal threat from the MP through a nonprofit I was on the board for, saying either knock it off or problems will happen for you. My website crashed the next day.
Oh, I know. Well, I did it off record. It wasn't criminal, so I don't expose stuff. It's not criminal, but it was right, borderline. Before they did all the suits, the DOJ got caught doing it. I was up in D.C. to meet with the White House. This big top law firm goes, hey, well, you can meet with some people about some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I go in there, and it turns into like a 2-day meeting, and they go, we're about to sue you and shut you down.
Right.
We're going to give you $50 million a year just as your salary. We want you to be this reform guy that woke up he was wrong. You'll be the, we're going to do a thing called fact-checking. You're going to be the biggest guy in the media. If you don't, we're going to destroy you. And it wasn't Elon. He wasn't the richest guy in the world. It was somebody else. I'm going to figure it out. But the point is, that's who it was. So imagine, that's how they operate. But here, and most people take the money.
Well, here's what's crazy, though.
I took the lawsuits, bitch.
Yeah, so you're going to take the lawsuits. See, here's my problem. I am currently 100% disabled. Right. So here's my problem. I testified about a month and a half ago in against Veterans Affairs, stating I was the first person to expose over 20 veterans are currently being offered right now. Veterans Affairs being offered MAID. We had somebody who was offered MAID and the family was paid over $300,000. If that veteran took MAID instead of a pension and you would get a military funeral, my benefits are being threatened. I'm being followed. I have people threatening to kill.
Well, I believe it. Always I told my story is I know you were telling me we're working out.
Yeah.
Like, I believe it.
Oh, it's insane. But this is the thing. I live in a province where that is mostly liberal. And so naturally, when people come up to me, I'm terrified. And people are trying to figure out where my kids go to school. So this is where we're at. And now the government has said to me, keep talking, Kelsey, you're going to lose all your benefits. And here's the crazy part. I don't have the financial backing to lose my benefits. This is what's coming for me next.
Well, that's why you got to write a book or something for fundraising.
So here's
that's why listeners got to get it. If I'm not going to take the money from the globalists.
That's right.
That's fine. But if I don't get money to fight,
right.
It's the same thing. I'm shut down. So it's not, I just can't say no to the payoff.
Right.
Then I got to come to you and beg.
That's right. So I have a book out already that's good. About my life. I'm writing a second one right now. And I have a Substack. And I started Candace Horbeck, a dear friend of mine, suggested buy me a coffee. So I've got those up as options.
She's awesome.
She's my.
You get her back on. So. How do people support you?
How do people support me? You guys can go over to my YouTube and you guys can support there. My Substack, you can do free or paid. These are all the Kelsey Sharon Perspective or Kelsey Sharon. You guys can promote me or you can go buy my book, Brass and Unity. It's about my life and my deployment and all of the things that happened to me and the Afghan pullout. So that came out in 2023. And you guys can just show up for me sharing.
Wow, so you were in the middle of the Afghan pullout.
Yeah, we helped a family, the head of the women's rights VIP of the Afghan government. I used my cell phone and Americans and got their entire family to Canada.
How did you get disabled?
Say again?
How did you get hurt?
I got hurt in Afghanistan in 2009. I was an artillery gunner and a CST with the British and American military.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did some fun stuff for a little while. And then we decided I didn't want to kill myself anymore. And I decided to start a business called Brass and Unity, where we help veterans and we donate 20% of the proceeds to veteran organizations all across the globe.
So bottom line, people subscribe to your Substack and support you.
I would appreciate it.
Let me tell you, I see you everywhere. You're kicking ass. And I can vouch it's all accurate. In fact, the problem is you're talking faster so much, it's way worse than you're saying.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's way worse. And here's the thing. I do the only MAID series in the world. It's on the Kelsey Sharon Perspective on YouTube. And I do 3 episodes a week on it. I write 2 articles a week on it. I spend all of my
time. We're going to get ahead of this because they got the jump on us with the transgender thing, and this is even bigger.
Now we can get this.
Yeah, this is the heart of it all. So let's go to my breakdown with the crew of this is like 8, 9, 10 years old. God, I'm getting old. Maybe 12 years old. I don't know. Here's our breakdown of Soylent Green as basically predictive programming. Here it is.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
We gotta stop them. You gotta warn them. Next, they'll be breeding us like cattle. So that's Kelsey Sharon. That's Alex Jones. That's all of you. We know this. The general public doesn't think like this, so it sounds crazy, but this is all a scientific death cult. I was talking to Sean this morning while we were working out. And he was asking, who's the top of the food chain? Who runs the elites? And you can talk about China or Israel or the Vatican. Or blah, blah, blah. No, it's scientific madmen. It is mad scientists. Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates is one of their top people. And Elon Musk talks about this.
Yeah.
You know, I've had conversations with Elon Musk on air and you name it. And he's like, we're finished each other's sentences. Because he gets around the heads of Google 20 years ago. And they're like, yeah, we're getting rid of all the people. They're scum. And even that, you know, one of the founders of Google, Brin's wife, ex-wife's gone public, said, no, they openly talked about getting rid of the people.
Of course.
I mean, folks, like, he's the wife of Sergey Brin's, like, no, this is real. Like, you know.
There is an entire organization called the World Federation who have over 80 organizations. I'm doing a massive piece on them right now. And these are over 80 organizations across the globe that are in lockstep, that are arguing for their governments, and they're going through nonprofits to argue that they need to change legislation. And this is how they're getting it through America and the rest of the globe. And the only people who just recently stopped it, ironically, were the Slavics. They said, no, we're not doing this. We're not participating in this. This is.
Oh, I got to hand it to the Eastern Europeans, the Slavs.
Yeah.
But they've been under attack so much by the Mongols and the Muslims and everything else forever. But, I mean, the Slavs across the board are they're the Michael Jordans right now fighting all this.
Yeah, they're no joke. And they're really putting their foot in their mouth and saying, you know, we're not doing this. We're not participating in the killing. But the rest of the globe is. And that is the problem. This is not a Canada issue. This is not an American issue. This is a global agenda. And Bill Gates said this years ago. We are going to start using this as a program. We're going to start depopulation. And when you look
at he wants you to take a shot because he loves you. So why do you think the Slavs are the tip of the spear fighting him?
I just think that they're realizing what this is. Canada is the canary in the coal mine. We are the people that are stating you need to pay attention. We are not.
But we need to catch whatever bug the Slavs have.
Yeah. You mean a backbone?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have that in Canada. I don't know if you've
known. Well, I think it's because they've been attacked so much more.
Well, and I get it. And look, and here's the thing that people need to pay attention to. This can't stop. This doesn't have to be. I cannot be the only people screaming about this, the only human on this. There are people in America. I've spoken to your senators. I actually sat down with Dan Crenshaw for 30 minutes at ARC last year. And I said, Dan, this is happening. He looked at me, called me a liar right to my face. You can't prove it. It's not happening.
Oh, Crenshaw's period.
Oh, he's a nightmare. But here's the problem. I have made your politicians aware. I have made your United States State Department aware. I've even made Sebastian, Trump's right hand, aware.
Gorka?
Yeah, and radio silence.
Well, Gorka is a very bad person.
My thing is I just need to get to the people that can help me change this because I cannot do
this. Well, I think you said it. You know where the word Slav comes from, right?
No, I don't.
It means slave.
Ah, they're no joke.
That's the Arabic for slave.
Got it.
Because that was their main slave group. Okay. You know, there were more Slavic slaves than, I'm not putting down African slavery is terrible, but than all African slavery. And the Muslims were both the kings of Slavic European slavery and black slavery. What you're sure about, Muslims love black people. None of you actually read a real history. No. But my point is Slav means slave.
That's right. I can see it.
It's crazy. I guess they're tired of being slaves.
I get it. And I'm right there with them. I'm right there with
them. Well, these people want us to give up on our life force and roll over and die. We're not going to do it, folks. We'll be right back to talk about more about this with a leading advocate exposing the death cult. Stay with us.
They looked at sleep deprivation with creatine supplementation. And so they randomized people to either drink a placebo drink or drink 20 grams of creatine through the night. And they kept them awake all night, and they had them do brain puzzle quizzes. And when the subjects were getting the 20 grams of creatine, they did way better on the brain puzzles, but they also complained about being tired a lot less. And so the conclusion is creatine is somehow acutely preventing your brain from suffering during sleep deprivation. And the rationale there is, you know, mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell, or the power plant that's producing the energy. Creatine is like the power grid, and it distributes that energy throughout the cell. And so if the purpose of sleep is to restore the energy that you used up, but then you intervene by putting creatine in there, now you can keep that energy going, and you can go more hours before you need to get rest and restore that energy because you've increased your capacity to distribute it.
That makes sense. Used to be, people only thought of creatine as being a muscle thing. To help you recover. But then over the last year or two, I started hearing talking about cognitive function.
There is some literature on traumatic brain injury where 20 grams of creatine for 6 months doubles the rate of healing.
Whoa. That's incredible.
But it's, yeah, just creatine, I called it more than a performance enhancer, because there's, if you just look at where it's distributed in the body, almost every cell and every tissue has the creatine system. And if you look at the literature, they'll say, well, it's more important in certain cells. Like, it's really important in your muscles because your muscles have this very polarized, sometimes they're at rest, sometimes their energy demand is going through the roof. And it's really important in like long cells. So for example, your retina is part of your central nervous system, and it's this really long cell that's coming from the brain into the eye, and creatine helps move energy back and forth. But if you just look at where, instead of where is it most important, you just like, where is it? It's like almost every cell in your body has creatine, and it's helping distribute the energy that the mitochondria make throughout your whole body, and that includes pumping stomach acid, it includes sperm swimming up the vaginal canal. And so if you just look at where it is, you would think that creatine would help a lot more than muscles. And I think creatine is really important because it's not in the mitochondria so much as it carries forth the mitochondrial energy of the rest of the cell, but that also feeds back in the repair functions for the mitochondria. And so I think creatine, optimizing your creatine status is super important. And I think that everyone who's not eating 1 or 2 pounds of meat per day should probably be taking creatine.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at theolivesheelastore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation, take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theolivesheelastore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, ultramethylene blue liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate CMOS gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexshowstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, she's a dynamo, Kelsey Sharon, Substack Kelsey Sharon, S-H-E-R-E-N. Glad that's blowing up. We should support you. I can tell you everything she's saying is true. It's even worse than she's saying, because it's just impossible to tell you all this stuff. Let me do this briefly. You see that poster right there? I don't usually sell posters of myself. I told the crew to get some of the best InfoWars art of the years and make some fundraiser posters, and Rob Dew came up with that. It's got John Paul Jones at the top. I've just begun to fight. I've only begun to fight from the Revolutionary War, and it funds our operation. It's a long story, but the CIA and the FBI, it's been declassified, attacked us, tried to shut us down, got their fake judgment, did all that, but the federal judge kicked out their attempted takeover, so they went to state court and had the literal Soros judge appoint a receiver to do a public auction to sell a place. And we'll see if he does a real auction, because we got good guys ready to pay a lot of money. They haven't set the date yet, but sometime middle of January. The problem is that through this bankruptcy, because you have a receiver in control, they don't let you buy a bunch of product. But we went to him and said, if we don't sell something, there's no money for payroll, you're hurting the sale. So it looks like a good sign. We're like, okay, you can sell a poster, because you know, $3-4 a print, tubes at a dollar, and we put a big price tag on it. It's a fundraiser. And then hopefully they let us have the sale. Our guys get it. I'm not holding my breath. We have the Alex Jones Network built, the basic backup studios. We have investors and new owners that are building a whole, you like the studio? Just as nice or nicer. So we're fighting on so many fronts. We're far beyond giving up. We got a lot of exciting stuff happening. If InfoWars gets shut down, it'll be the Alex Jones Network. Regardless, the new stuff we built is going to be rolled in. We're going to go at least 19 hours a day live. I won't be the owner because of all their fake judgments, but I'll be the program director. We'll be live from 5 a.m. to midnight, and that's just phase one, and we're ready, okay? We got the sponsors, all of it loaded. But right now in the interim, I need you to bridge us and go to InfoWarsStore.com, where almost all the products are sold out because they won't let us reorder them. But we do have these fundraising posters. Now, I designed Defend the West posters, Make No Peace with Evil, with a famous statue of a Crusader King. Again, that was after 700 years of the Muslims attacking. Those are cool. That's what I came up with. Rob Duke came up with that actual still shot of me on the show. That's fun as well. We have them signed and unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's critical. It's a fundraiser. Hanging on the wall, you know you supported the transmission. Separately, TheAlexJonesStore.com, I don't own. That's Bigley that owns the Alex Jones Network backup, which is also the main sponsor of InfoWars. So it is critical for you to do your Christmas shopping there. The Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, all the other great products, the widest selection of Patriot apparel at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sunday, the big sale ends. 40% off on the apparel and the supplements ends. Do your Christmas shopping with us. I only sell stuff that works. And a lot of it's staple stuff that everybody knows how great creatine is. We have the best creatine, strongest out there. Each little gummy is a full day's allowance. Not just good for your muscles, great for your brain. But whatever you do, give yourself the gift of methylene blue. We have the best. Talk to your physician before. It's so strong. There's some drug interactions, so be careful. But everybody should be getting it. I'm asking you to make a decision to get our ultramethylene blue for yourself this Christmas. But buy a couple other bottles. If you take it and love it, and it kicks in like 30 minutes with energy with no letdown, then you've got bottles to give as gifts. So just make that commitment. It's so simple. And we're exposing the next lockdown they're trying, the poison shots, the government forced suicide. We are doing important work, and you aren't just part of the fight when you support us and buy the products. You're at the heart of the fight. So make the decision now to do your Christmas shopping, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get great products that enrich your life, your health, and everything while you fund the tip of the spear fighting for freedom, a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action, and we're like a mothership that just energizes all these other activists, all these other people that are taking action. And when you support us, you are literally in charge of that operation. So I thank you for your support. All right. We got 20 minutes till we end the show. You're going to be on 30 minutes into the War Room today with more and a bunch of clips we didn't get to yet. But just, you've got the floor. What else should people know? What else is happening?
Yeah, what else is happening is this expansion is rapidly firing in America. And I think this is why I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so glad that you are fighting the fight, because we do need shows like this that are willing to talk about subjects like this, because it is so difficult to get individuals to speak about it. The Canadian Liberal, paid for media by the Liberal government, does not want anything to do with this subject. And then you have people in America who are also bragging about it. You have People Magazine. Let's talk about this one. This one's an incredible story. People Magazine, I don't know who still even pays for them or listens to them or even reads them. But there was a Holocaust, are you ready for this? A Holocaust survivor who survived Auschwitz. And her husband were written up in People Magazine bragging about how they were going to go kill themselves with the eugenics program. And that's exactly what happened. So you have also...
So they survived Hitler and go join Hitler 2.0.
That's right. And here's what's even worse. You have people like the Today Show on Apple TV who just did an entire show, the brand new Today Show with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston, doing an episode on Dignitas in Switzerland, talking about how the grandmother wasn't old, wasn't dying, but she had a pamphlet in case she wanted to go kill herself. She wanted the options. So this is being slow dripped.
Like, pre-schedule it. Have as an option.
That's right. And this is what's happening with Jolene from Saskatchewan. They gave her a date for January 7th. So this is not like it's the first time. We had an individual in Canada last year who came to me and my group of friends and said, I saw you on Jordan Peterson. I have akathisia. I don't want to go through this anymore. So she actually, and I'm not exaggerating, and we have proof, went to Ellen Weeb from Vancouver and was approved for euthanasia over a one Zoom call without seeing a doctor, without reading a medical practitioner, and finding out that she actually had bipolar cycling too.
So it's easier to get a loan to... It's harder to get a loan to buy a golf cart or a moped than it is to get killed.
Absolutely. You can walk into the doctor as long as you are a track one or track two patient. And here's the worst part. And people hate when I say this, but I need to show you how easy the loophole is. Because people keep saying, Kelsey, this isn't happening at the numbers it is. All you have to do from somebody who's not actually dying, you just have to say, Alex, I'm no longer eating or drinking. And you automatically move to the 24-hour to 90-day period where you can be assessed by two doctors or two nurse practitioners and you can be murdered pretty
quickly. And they have you assessed by the cult.
That's right. And the cult are the ones that are getting paid. They're the ones that CanMap is funding and teaching, and they're going to all the universities because the universities are where all the hell is starting. And in Canada, 92%.
So this is the opposite of Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
So we don't actually have that anymore. That's not a real thing in Canada.
Get rid of it, yeah.
Yeah, of course, because here's the thing. We need to fill the rooms with the immigrants who are going to vote for the liberals, not the 96% white people who are being murdered by euthanasia. It is not peaceful. It is eugenics. And they actually, Alex, these drugs, by the way, are non-FDA approved for killing, yet Canada allows them and America allows them. And what's crazy about them, and I'm going to say this again, they cause your lungs to go in a pulmonary edemic state and you drown to death. And Dr. Joel Zivit from Emory State University did the largest postmortem autopsies on over 200 lethal injection patients, because this is exactly what this is in this country and in Canada. They did this largest autopsy and over 80% of those patients showed heavy lungs. And that can only happen during a procedure, and that is akin to waterboarding or drowning to death.
And that's a key. I looked this up. What was it? Lorazepam, whatever it was in England.
Midazepam, and there's a whole...
The point is that they say it is the most horrible torture ever. So you look peaceful. They have lots of ways to kill you with no pain.
That's right.
But of course, they pick the thing that is like absolute agony.
Yeah, it's not.
It's
like
perfectly satanic.
Well, because animals use pentobarbital, right? That's the difference. I spoke to Peter Attia's wife about this when we were having dinner. She goes, why don't they do potassium chloride? And I said, because that would be an easy non.
Oh, I used to work for a veterinarian, and I remember it was that, and it was that bottle with flowers on it.
Yeah.
But you give the dog dead in 10 seconds.
Yeah. Boom,
but no, no, we're not going to give you something that actually doesn't. We want something that that paralyzes you and kills you.
Yeah. And
sometimes it takes hours.
Oh, more than that. We have the longest record.
God, this is insane.
We have the longest death on record in America of 137 hours to
die. You know what is it? Satanically, it doesn't sound crazy, but it's true. It's demonic. They're draining power off of the pain.
Yeah.
It's like you said, they come in like moths to flame. They're getting off on it.
They do, and they do. And so we actually have an organization, a friend of mine runs out of Delta called the Delta Hospice, and it's called Angels. And what they do is they actually send other people with the patient to the doctor to say, I'm watching you when I leave the room. This person's sitting there, because dying with dignity is so dark, so malicious, and they have so many volunteers. Quick story. You're going to love this.
These ghouls want to be part of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it's a satanic ritual.
Well, here's what's crazier. And all of our donors are on the website. Do you know Bell, the conglomerate, the telecommunications
yes, I know Bell.
Okay, so Bell has this thing called Bell Let's Talk. Have you ever heard of this? It's the suicide prevention program they do. Well, it turns out Bell is one of the largest donors of Dying with Dignity pro-death.
No, it sends you to it.
Yeah. You can
so
find
you
it.
Call for suicide prevention.
Yes, and they'll go to MAID.
Just like the lady that got convicted that was head of the Clinton Foundation smuggling Haitian kids out to pedophile rings, changed her name and became the head of Amber Alert.
Yeah, it's not a shock. Not a surprise at all. So Dying with Dignity has their donor list that is public. You guys can see it on your own. I'm not saying anything that's defamatory. They put it dumb enough to put it on their websites. They even talk about how they want to expand to mature minors. Mature minors is just a clean word.
12.
For 12 and up. Now, again, let me just state what I said at the beginning when I was going too fast. The College of Physicians in Quebec has stated on the National Post that they would like to expand euthanasia to 0 to 1 for children with Down syndrome and spinal bifida. This is public knowledge, public information. They're just dumb enough to say it out loud and think no one will pay attention. And that's where we're at. Canada's expanding. And
by the way, we're not just saying this to be spooky.
No.
This is a death cult. This is a cult.
Here's the thing.
You know they're meeting. You know they're Satanists.
Oh, they're not only just meeting. I've been in their meetings. I have audio recordings of their meetings. And I have them going to Veterans Affairs. The RCMP Veterans Association in Nova Scotia just promoted this to over 900 vulnerable veterans who are already struggling with suicidality and PTSD and widows. And they said they were going to do a information center act where you can go and listen about how you
can
qualify. Well,
look at serotonin reuptake inhibitors on the drug inserts of the 90s.
Right.
Says it creates suicide.
It is, and this is no different. So when you struggle with mental illness, you're naturally going to be looking for a solution. And Canada has decided, you know what? You've got a 6 to 12 month wait list to get into a psychiatrist or psychologist. But you know what, Made? Alex, we can do that in 24 hours to 90 days.
We can't get you a knee surgery, but we can sure as hell kill you.
Do you know how I got knee surgery this year? I went to an American who went to a sports team who called another sports team at the Canucks, and I got surgery. That's the only reason I got help. Every person who has ever helped me with my traumatic brain injury, PTSD, has been an American.
Yeah, people, our system's become corrupt, but I can get surgery tomorrow if I want.
Yeah, absolutely. But that is not how it's working. Canada is killing people on a wait list. Right now, you had over, I think it was 500,000 people dying on wait lists just to get into doctors, over 18-hour wait list to get into an ER to even see a doctor.
But there's no wait list to get killed.
No, you can just jump right in. We have more than enough doctors.
How do people put up? So Canada, like you said, is about to pass this particular bill to ban the Bible and free speech.
Yes.
I mean, this is insane.
That's just, so here's the thing. On my Substack, I just did a Substack called the 11 Bills to Bind the Nation, and it breaks down Bill C-2 to Bill C-12. They are all telecommunication acts. They are all free speech acts. And these are all what the liberals have spent the past 7 months, Mark Carney's prime minister, whatever the hell you want to call it, he has spent his entire time building laws of tyranny and communism and socialism that will break Canadians so that they're so desperate, they're so broken.
By the way, it's like Canada's about to become North Korea. I mean, this stuff
is
like, we think you might say something 5 years in prison. I mean, it is like, it is beyond North Korea.
You're looking at a minimum of 2 to 10 years right now for some of these hate speech laws. And here's the thing. The new telecommunication acts, all they have to do is say, go to Bell, say my phone's with Bell, and say, you know what? We don't like Kelsey. We don't have to tell her about it. I'll wake up one morning. My phone won't work. My internet won't work. And I have no recourse whatsoever. And the other thing about it is they're looking at digital ID right now, which means the chances of me getting in and out of the country are sketchy at best. And they are looking to shut down people who are speaking out, like myself. They are slipping.
But people have this normalcy that, oh, America and Europe's free in Canada. No, it's not.
Canada's the least.
I mean, this is big deal.
This is big deal. And again, I just want to reiterate for the American listeners, my show's 80% American listeners because Canada has banned me. Hawaii, California, Colorado, Delaware, Illinois, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, D.C., and Washington State are all doing suicide by doctors. It's all physician-assisted suicide. And it's sketchy. It's so sketchy. It's expanding.
And again, all they got to do is bother the politicians and the regulators and the bioethicists and the hospitals do it.
And we'll see, that's the thing. Montana, Republicans voted for this. And they thought no one would find it.
Well, the average Republicans like, if somebody wants to kill themselves, that's fine. No, it's the state pushing it.
That's right.
Preparing it, denying health care.
I said this on Trigonometry, and they said this was really harsh, but this is the hard reality. And I deal with suicide prevention. I've had more friends kill themselves since deployment than we did on deployment. And I will tell you, you have
to. Well, they know. They teach the military. They do a program to make them kill themselves.
That's right. So you have every right to end your life. But I will be damned if you put this into law where you start stating that anybody who's homeless, who's vulnerable, who's disabled, this is a eugenics program.
Now, the state wants the power to kill people. Hey, guys, you have the governor, Northam. I was on Joe Rogan like this episode like 8 years ago. And Northam is a surgeon that ran a wing. And people don't understand this. If you just kill a baby, they may not have the organ donors lined up where it's going. But if you can keep them alive 2 weeks... Mm. Then you can line it all up and then one day take it all and take their blood, everything else, and kill them, and you get $340,000 per child. What? And so this all came out at the time, and he's like, well, we don't resuscitate. He means a legal term.
Yes.
The baby's alive. They tell the mother it's died. They keep it alive in a ward for 2, 3, 4 weeks, take its organs, and sell them. And now 5 or 6 states, last time I checked, probably worse, have passed this law, and now Canada, Australia, you name it, states in the U.S., keep a baby alive. So they tell the mother it's died, they keep it alive, and then literally suck it dry, folks. I mean, this is what we're talking about. So here's Governor Northam. When he says resuscitate, he means we're legally going to say it's going to live. But when the mother doesn't, she says, oh, your baby's deformed and dying, just sign the form, no resuscitation. She thinks it's died. No, they're not doing defibrillators. It's a legal term they've changed in bioethics that it's alive, but we're going to say you're not keeping it. Now they disappear it to a special wing to wait for all the orders come in to get its organs. This is old. Look this up, folks. This is beyond evil. This is how they change labels. Here's a clip.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in?
Oh, as pause, currently required? You don't tell a woman what to do. It's like feminism. No, you said me and the doctor decide to kill your kid, tell the mother the kid died and sell its organs. And these women are like, yeah, well, you got multiple physicians signing off. Yeah, the bioethics board, which is a bunch of eugenicists that are making money off of it. Let's go back to the clip.
What she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And and so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right. Let's go back to the phones now for the governor. We're going to talk.
So
now
you watch
with,
that. It sounds I mean, it's just pure evil right out in the oven.
Well, and here's what's crazy is Canada is making individuals presumed organ donors, meaning you used to have to sign up to become an organ donor. Now they're talking about putting a new bill through that says that you're already an organ donor, even if you don't want to be. So when you die, we just take your stuff, just like the Canadian heart that just came from Canada and went to an American organ donor. And we're seeing this in Nova Scotia. They made everyone presumed organ donors. And when you take a look at the stats.
So again, it's not just about suicide. It's about getting the organs as a business.
So I actually exposed this.
So Canada's in competition with China.
Yeah, well, but China's already been infiltrated. CSIS in 2015 said that China's very involved in our elections, has said they're very involved in our government. And here is the thing, though, Alex. I exposed this about 3 months ago. Health Canada is sponsoring the Canadian Blood Services and organ donors to do a new made medical journal with CanMap, and that medical journal will be the standard for all doctors, and that is why they're doing made by organ donation.
And it's a model for the country, the whole world. So
I remember
having the doctor only got firebombed in Little Rock. The Clintons would not do blood testing at the prisons and would ship the blood with HIV and hepatitis to Health Canada, who would then ship it out worldwide and give millions of people hepatitis and AIDS, HIV. Again, Health Canada was the vector for the whole world. Remember all that?
Yeah, Health Canada is a real problem. They're very sketchy. And when we uncovered this, they actually removed everything from their websites because they're dumb enough to put it up in the first place. So then we screenshotted everything to make sure we had it. And CanMap is at the heart of this with the largest organ donation system in Canada through
Canada. So basically, a satanic North Korea is north of America.
Welcome. And we are on your border. And everyone's acting like nothing's going to happen. But I'm telling you, the smartest thing that happened was Trump realized who Mark Carney was and said, I'm not talking to that clown. The guy's a disaster. And it's not like we have a system where somebody like me could run, because the conservatives won't acknowledge or accept me as a person because of the way I speak. So who do we have to save the country? Because Pierre Poilievre is not going to do it. It's not going to happen. And now Danielle Smith has hired the largest MAID practitioner outside of Ellen Weeb to be the head of public health in Alberta. And all he does now and has been doing since 2016 is killing people. And we talked about it on the Substack today, because this individual's whole MO is, how do we kill more people? Sean Johnson in British Columbia, one of the largest MAID killers. Ellen Weeb in British Columbia. And BC has some of the largest MAID deaths. And Quebec, 8% of the deaths in Quebec are done by euthanasia. And they are the only ones breaking federal law to allow for the expansion into the advanced death request.
That's important. Almost 10% of the deaths in one province is government killing people.
Just in that province. And last year alone was 16,499. And just very, very quickly, this is how you know this is dark and satanic. In the, over in, I think it was in, it was over in like the Denmark area. There was a grandmother who did an advanced request, okay? She did, she had dementia. She had an advance request. And what happened was she was meeting with her doctor. The doctor put a sedative in her coffee. She came to mid-procedure and said, stop, I don't want this. And the doctor made her whole family hold her down while she finished it. This happened in Hawaii as well. A man woke up mid-procedure, said, I don't want this anymore. And the doctor in Hawaii continued to kill the individual anyway.
So it's a satanic death cult, literally doing human sacrifices.
This is what happens. We just kill you. We've had people who had their whole family.
By the way, every culture at the end does this.
Well, of course.
It was Africa, Europe, Asia, Latin America, Mesoamerica. They all, at the end, what is this human sacrifice thing? It's this final thing.
It's what people want. And this is what I don't understand. They're being taught to want this. You break a society psychologically, like COVID psyop. You tell people that you're...
If you won't stand up for yourself and let them kill your children and old people, you're done.
And like Malice said to me yesterday, Kelsey, Canadians want this. Canadians want this or they would have stood up a long time ago. The trucker protest was not enough. You need to believe me when I say that Canadians want this or they would be doing the same thing you're doing, but they're too damn afraid of the government to do it. I don't know if I'm just too dumb to realize what I'm up against, but I'm not stopping and this is going to stop in my life.
Well, they're in Stockholm Syndrome.
Well, there's that too. That's what we've got in Canada. But you need to remember that this is going to continue to expand in America. This year alone, we added 2 new states. We have 20 new states with bills on the table. And all of the death cults have said, we don't need to say children. We can just say terminally ill. And then what happens next is we will amend the law once it's in place and we will continue to expand the eugenics program.
Yeah, so they can't kill you in the womb.
That's right.
They cut your genitals off. But if that won't work, they euthanize you.
That's right. And we're going to get you there. And we're going to do it through conditions that are perfectly curable. And we're going to do it conditions that are things like anorexia. We just need to work on the mental health aspect. But instead, you break a society. You break them financially. You break them mentally. And then you say, you know what? Life is so hard, so difficult. Let's euthanize you anyway. And that's what we're seeing in North America. And we're seeing across the globe. And nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to stand up to the governments on this.
Incredible. You're on the War Room in 30 minutes.
I can't wait.
Give them the clips. But clips we didn't get to.
Yeah, we're going to get more of them. So we've got tons of clips to go through. And I, like I said, I'll send these guys more to you. But we have got a ton of clips. This is not just me. We've got the Better Off Dead documentary. We got 4 other documentaries I'm in where you've got Ellen Weave talking about it's the most beautiful work she's ever done. She never will stop killing.
You have the audio of them saying kill everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Stay right there. Folks, we can't do work without you and your support. Spread the word. We're live right now on X. Take this once we post it on X and Rumble and share it like your life depends on it, because it does. We can beat this death cult, but you got to face it and deal with it and get aggressive. Just like you're in a parking lot, somebody attacks you for no reason. You don't want to fight, but you're under attack. This is war. And support the broadcast. Do your Christmas shopping right now to back this life-saving information, to stop the next pandemic, to stop the next lockdowns, to stop the euthanasia, to stop the pedophilia, stop it all. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Get ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. Get the shilajit. Get the bovine colostrum. These are all incredible products. We have the very best, you know, basic stuff everybody knows is great, like creatine at great prices. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. You are the final ingredient. You're the variable. Will you support yourself? Will you get great products that enrich your life while at the same time keeping us on air? It's up to you. It's so crazy. It's so simple. Do it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank all of you that support it. I want to encourage those that haven't. Get off the fence now. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So we continue, no matter what happens, to fight these tyrants. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to end this now. But if you go to Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, you go to X, the Alex Jones channel, find the InfoWars feed. Harrison Smith, the War Room, is about to take over all the latest news. And our guest right here, Kelsey Sheeran, is going to be on there. Find her at Kelsey Sheeran on X and Kelsey Burns on X and Substack. That's the end of this transmission. God bless you all. The ball is in your court now to take action and stand up for yourself. We need you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors. Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays. Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the sea moss gummies.
Christmas with Alex and crew on Coco. And a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree. Everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with depression, methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchest lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took methylene blue, red, ultimate life force, and the shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout. The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop. To be continued.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.